Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I cannot wait to have this conversation with you because it is so needed. I talk about this often with my clients, but I'm like, ooh, it has been a really long time that I've brought this onto the podcast, and there are so many new listeners of the show. Welcome if this is your first episode or maybe you just started listening. I'm so happy you're here. I'm like obsessed with this growing community. It's just so fun. So we are talking about sperm quality today because if you've been around here for a minute, you know it takes two to three tango. And if you are trying to conceive or you are prepping for pregnancy, it is just as important for you to make changes and for you to support your health as it is for your partner if they are a male partner. And if you're in a same-sex marriage or partnership or whatever, obviously it's important for both of you to be supporting yourself also, right? So we are going to be talking about sperm health. But before we do, because there are so many new listeners, I want to make sure you are aware of two things that I have offered for you. Number one is my Trying to Conceive Masterclass. If you have not yet gotten access to that, make sure you download it. It's totally free. I run it live every single quarter. So coming up, I'm going to be doing it live again, which is always a good opportunity for you to come on, connect with me live, ask me questions because I do a Q&A at the end. And also I sometimes switch things up when I'm doing it. So it's going to be really awesome. Obviously, if you already downloaded it, you get immediate access to the current version of it. And then you will get access to the new version and able to come live as well, which is going to be really fun. So make sure you have that downloaded. I talk about the root causes of infertility, quote unquote infertility, and five things you could do ASAP to change your fertility. So make sure you download that. It's totally free. And then the second thing is my hormone balanced meals training. So it's a free training. It's a training I pulled from the Mind Your Hormones method, which if you don't know what that is, that's my course. It's like your concrete plan, like step by step, exactly what to do to get down to the root cause of why you aren't getting pregnant, why your period is irregular, like all the things. But I pulled this training from it and I made it free for all of you. It's teaching you how to create hormone balanced meals by making them blood sugar balancing. So it's so freaking important for you to know how to do this. It's totally free. These are two free resources that I have right now that so many of you already have and love it. But I want to make sure if you don't already have access to it, since maybe you're new to the podcast and you didn't know about it, that you're able to access them. So I'll put the links for those in the show notes. Okay. Let's get into today's episode. So we're talking about three ways specifically to improve sperm quality. Now, in case you didn't know, 40 to 50% of infertility, and also I said before, I commented this, I talk about it in the masterclass, but I do not believe in the word infertility because it makes it like it's a like diagnosis that you will never be able to move past and you're just infertile. Like, I just don't believe that. I believe in fertility struggles, fertility challenges, and being able to actually change your fertility because it is able to actually change. So I don't actually like that word, but 40 to 50% of fertility challenges, we could say, are male pattern related, meaning that when a partnership is unable to get pregnant, 40 to 50% of the time, it's because of sperm quality, it's because of a male issue. And what's really like frustrating is that whenever we hear of someone who's like, you know, they're unable to get pregnant, they're having fertility challenges, immediately we think that it's the woman's problem. And right away, even when you go to your doctor, they're always asking about you first. Okay, let's put you on this medication. Let's put you on birth control to quote unquote reset your hormones. Like, what a freaking joke. Let's see, are you ovulating? Are you doing this? What can you change? You need to lose weight, like whatever it is, instead of also saying like, okay, we need to look at both of you in here because there's a 40, 50% chance that the reason why you're unable to get pregnant is because of your partner. So it's really important to for you to be aware of that and also for your partner to be aware of that because it takes two to freaking tango. And I love with my clients, I get people messaging me too, like, oh my God, I just found your podcast. My husband and I are loving it. She actually recently just joined the Mind Your Hormones method. She's like, we are listening to the podcast together because I'm like, oh my God, you have to improve on your sperm health and you could do all this stuff with me. Some of my clients who are in the Mind Your Hormones method, their partner watches the trainings with them. Like, it's so incredible. Some of the women that are in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator right now, one of them, it's a partly a male issue. So he is going through all the information with her too. And it's like nice for them to be able to do it together. So I love that. But then there are also some people that message me and are like, hey, you know, my partner is like really unwilling to make any changes. Like he has not interested in taking supplements. He's not interested in changing his lifestyle. Like he will not do it. And I know that that could really impact us because it might be a him issue. Like, should I even bother improving my health? And I'm always like, listen, like, it is your job to do your part, right? And lead by example. So if you are in the partnership, maybe you're listening and you're like, yes, my partner is into this. He's doing this with me. We're listening to this together right now. Like whatever it is. What's up, Hubs? If you guys are married. Maybe that's you, or you're listening and you're like, I'm on the camp of like, my partner won't do anything to change. Like you just have to lead by example, right? So like you're listening to this, maybe you send them this podcast, maybe he would never listen to it. Maybe you just start doing things to improve yourself. You start showing him how you are feeling better, how your life is changing, how you're like, oh, my basal body started increasing. Oh my God, I'm getting more cervical mucus. Oh my God. Like things are starting to improve. Like, look what happened if you do it. Or like you just start maybe like changing dinner a little bit if you're the cook, or like, you know, offering supplements like, hey, I heard this could be really good for you. Like, do you want to take it or whatever, right? Like you really just have to lead by example. You can't force people to do things that they aren't willing to do. So what I want you to know is like, it's not a waste of time for you to improve your health and your egg quality just because your partner isn't willing to, right? Because we want to still do everything that we can to support our side. And also it makes you just feel better in the process, right? Like, yes, of course, all the things that I recommend is to improve your fertility, but it's also, you're going to feel so much better in your day-to-day life. So regardless, like you're going to want to do it, which is what might have them buy in because they see that your moods are better, that your hair might be like getting thicker, your skin is better, your energy is better, you're just like feeling so much better. And that could be a buy-in for them. But anyway, regardless of what side of the camp your partner is on, it's always important for you to do what's best for you to improve your health, and then also lead by example. And maybe if they are willing to hear of this, you could send them this episode or listen to it together. Okay. Now, but just like egg quality, sperm quality can change. And egg and sperm quality takes about 90 days for it to change. So the things that you did 3 months ago are affecting your egg quality today. It's affecting his sperm quality today, which means the things that you're doing today are affecting your sperm quality 90 days from now, right? So does that mean that you won't see any changes for, you know, 3 months? No, right? Like, of course, if you are doing, always tell my clients, when you are doing things that are actually addressing the root cause of the problem, when you're supporting the systems in your body that affect your hormones, you will start noticing changes quickly, right? You will. Does that mean that you're going to get pregnant tomorrow? Like, obviously not. Does that mean your egg quality is going to change tomorrow? No. But that does mean that your energy is going to start improving. Your mood is going to start improving. You're going to see your basal body temperature start improving. Your cervical mucus is going to improve, right? Things for him, his energy will improve. His moods will be better. His poops will be better. His sleep will start being better. Like all these things we will notice will start changing. And then it goes to the more deeper layers of actual cellular changes, egg quality, sperm quality changing. Okay. So, but you should notice a change within your health in general. When you are doing things that are actually addressing the root cause, it should not take months and months and months to see any changes. That means you are not doing what's actually required for you to see a change. Okay. So it takes about 90 days for sperm quality to change. Now let's just get into three things that your partner can do to start improving his sperm quality right away. Okay. Number one is reducing or removing alcohol. Now, this obviously is also going to support your egg quality, right? All the things that I talk about is going to support him as well, right? So reducing or removing alcohol, it's obviously a burden on the liver, but it also negatively impacts sperm quality. You might be listening to this and be like, he's never going to give up his beer or his whiskey or his, I don't know, margaritas, like wine, whatever he likes, whatever, right? That's never going to happen. Again, it's not your job to make it, you know, him do something or not do something, but it is your job to inform him if he wants to and to just be aware of it. And this is just the facts that alcohol does impact your sperm quality. So if getting pregnant is something that is really a priority to both of you, and you know that his sperm is, you know, maybe the morphology is off, maybe the motility, maybe the speed of it, like whatever it is, right? There's all different, I'm not getting into that today, but there's different factors that go into your sperm health. And also blood tests, just like they are with, you know, women, they are not always accurate, right? So if you're getting like your sperm tested and they're not looking for optimal ranges, just because it says it's normal doesn't mean that it's optimal. Same goes for you, which is why I recommend making these changes, whether you have gotten results back that your sperm quality isn't ideal or not, because it's only going to improve it and make it optimal. Okay. And this goes for whether you're trying to conceive naturally or you already have decided like, okay, we're doing IUI, IVF, you know, letrozole, whatever it is. Okay. So, number one, reducing moving alcohol. It's so freaking important. Like, get on that mocktail train together. There's so many amazing options for mocktails. Obviously, I talk about them all the time on my Instagram. I'm someone that does not drink alcohol, so I do my Miracle Worker Magnesium mocktail. You can put some tart cherry juice in it. Like, it tastes so freaking good. I'll put a link below for those of you who haven't listened to it yet. I have an episode about a mocktail. There's two different ones, so we'll put a link for both of them down there, but you could even, like, look on Pinterest or whatever, but obviously we want it to be hormone supportive. So like, let's not put a lot of sugar in it, right? Get your Miracle Worker Magnesium, maybe some tart cherry juice, like some seltzer, whatever, like make it so it's still supportive, but getting rid of the alcohol or at least reducing it is going to really benefit his sperm quality. So if he wants it to change, that needs to happen. So that's number one. Number two is regular exercise, and not from the standpoint of just like, obviously we know exercise is important for overall health. Yes, 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 obviously, obviously, obviously. But the reason why regular exercise actually improves sperm quality from my lens is because it helps men process emotions. Okay. It is really like men need an outlet to actually process things, because men process things differently than we do, right? It just is what it is. And men tend to keep things bottled up because society tells them, oh, you know, crying is weak. You have to be strong. You have to be the man, like da, 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 all this stuff, right? So obviously that is like changing now, but in general, and it doesn't have to just be a men thing, but people tend to keep things bottled up, and your body keeps the score, right? And this will, and your emotions being bottled up like this, it's not only going to affect your sperm quality, it'll affect your heart, it'll affect your brain, it affects literally everything, right? Because your emotions 100% affect how your cells actually respond in your body. Like, if that is science, that is not woo. Okay. So your body keeps the score. So if you're not processing emotions, whether it's you again or your partner, it is going to impact your fertility, like in a big, huge way. That's why a lot of the work I do with my clients too, especially the close proximity ones, one-on-one or in the accelerator, is on the mind piece of it. Because especially once you've been trying to conceive for more than 4 months, it is a mind game at this point. Like, it is a mental game of staying, I don't even want to say positive about it, but just like knowing it's going to happen, really improving your mindset along the journey of it, because that will really keep you down. Anyway, that's a whole nother process, but movement is a great way for men to process emotions, and of course to stay fit and to support their overall health and to improve their sperm quality. So yes, we want them to do it for their overall health, but we also want them to do it to help process emotions. And also, men, exercise is very different than women. Like, they could do all the hard cardio and HIIT and all this stuff at any time of the day because they don't have a cycle. They don't have hormones that are fluctuating throughout the month. They have hormones that fluctuate throughout the day, like a circadian rhythm, but it's different, right? So they could do all that hard shit if they want to, like, go for it, okay? So regular exercise is very, very important. Even walking together, like things like that, okay? That's number two. Number three, the last one we're going to talk about today, are supplements. Okay. And I started with diet and lifestyle stuff because a lot of times, diet, because alcohol, but a lot of times it's easier for people just be like, okay, just give me a supplement. Like, what supplement can I take? Which I'm all about supplementation. It is absolutely impossible to get everything that you need, especially when we're talking about our reproductive health, pregnancy, postpartum, hormones, all the things. You cannot get it from food alone. It's simply impossible, right? So I'm a huge supplement person. And obviously, if you know me, you've been here for a minute, I'm extremely particular about the supplements that I use. I read that label. I study it. Like, I do not use anything that is not like of the highest quality, and I don't recommend anything unless I'm personally taking it and I've, you know, seen benefit within myself, my friends, my family, my clients. So I am a huge supplement person. However, I don't start with that, like, when we're talking in this episode, because it's a lot easier for people to just try and slap a Band-Aid on it, like a supplement, and not do the other work that's required, right? Supplements are supplemental to the things that you're doing in your diet and your lifestyle. So we have to be doing all of it together, okay? But supplements are really important. So the main supplements that I'm going to give you, four really important supplements for men to be taking. Number one is a multivitamin. Okay. That is extremely important. Nutrients work better in synergy. So taking a multivitamin is extremely important. The two that I like are the One Multi from Pure Encapsulations. That's personally the one that my husband's been taking for years. And that's just one capsule a day. I really like that one. And then the other one is Needed. They have a men's multi as well. It is more capsules though. I believe it's 4 capsules. And I like both of these. There's different things. There's some things I like I prefer for the pre-encapsulation one. There's some things I prefer in the needed one. So you really can't go wrong. It just depends, like, is your husband going to want to take one capsule a day or four capsules a day? Does he not care? Like, whichever one you decide, you can't really go wrong with it. So pre-encapsulation, you could get that on my full script dash. I'll put that below. You could probably also get that on Amazon and stuff too. And then needed, obviously, you know, I'm a huge needed supporter. I take their prenatal, their omega, their cognitive support, their choline, their iron. Like, I love their company. They're so freaking amazing. You could use my code Corinne if you do choose that multi for the sperm quality. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is an omega. So important. It's anti-inflammatory. It also supports brain health. It supports sperm quality. It supports moods. It supports literally everything. We need omegas in our life. Omega-3, DHA, EPA. And also needed has one specifically for men's fertility. And it's really awesome formulation. They have one specific for women as well. But I really like theirs. It has some extra choline in it, which is really important. So you want to make sure that they're taking an omega as well. I personally like the needed one. That's the one that Chris has been taking for a really long time. That's the one I take too. So that's the one that I would recommend for an omega. I'll just stick with needed for now, and then we'll switch to another one. The other thing that I like from needed that's really supportive for men is their sperm quality supplement. Now, if you know that your partner has, like, you know, low sperm quality, whether again that's the morphology, the motility, whatever it is, then I would definitely recommend adding in their sperm quality supplement. That just has additional antioxidants and specific, you know, it targets the gut, it targets their male hormones, it targets their energy production, and it has antioxidants. It targets all of these at once. So it's very multifaceted, which is really, really important, especially if you know that it's, you know, you're experiencing male factor infertility. If you're like, no, he got tested, all his levels are optimal, da da da, and you kind of just want like a baseline for him, you could just do the multi, the omega, and then what I'm going to talk about next. You don't necessarily need to do the sperm quality, but it's not going to hurt. You know what I mean? But if you do think that it is a male issue, or you're unsure, or you know that it is, highly recommend adding that in. Okay. So that's a sperm quality from needed as well. And then the last one I would say is a probiotic. And there are some probiotics and prebiotics in the sperm quality supplement. So you could look and see, you know, exactly how much are in there. Again, if you're not going to do the sperm quality supplement, then definitely add in a probiotic. If you are doing the sperm quality, you might necessarily need to, but I do think it is important to take a separate one. But gut health is connected to everything in our body, literally everything, men and women alike. Your gut is a center of your health. It is directly connected to your reproductive system. It's directly connected to your brain. It's directly connected to your immune system. It's where we expel excess hormones and metabolic waste and everything out of our body. Like, it is so important to be taking care of our gut. And one of the ways to do that is to have a high quality probiotic. And I love Gut Personal. If you've been here for a minute, you know, I've been using them for literally years. And the reason why I love them is because you could go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne, and they will have a little quiz for you to take. It's like 5 to 10 minutes. And it just asks questions of like maybe some symptoms you're experiencing, and you could have him do this too. It is, I think, more so women focused. So like some of the questions might not apply for him, because it is like kind of women based, but they have really awesome probiotics that are tailored to your symptoms. So for him, if you're getting a probiotic from Gut Personal, he would probably benefit from just the go-to probiotic, which is just like their standard probiotic. That is really amazing. There's other ones that are more specific to like, if you've been on antibiotics or birth control, or if you are pregnant, you want to avoid like UTIs and groupie strep and things like that. But for male, I would say they're, unless they were on like a lot of antibiotics or something recently, your partner, then I would do the booster probiotic. But if it's just like a standard thing, then you could just do the go-to, or you could just do the sperm quality, right? So definitely the multi, whether you want to do the pure encapsulations or the one from needed, the omega, I like the needed one, and either the probiotic or the sperm quality, right? The probiotic I recommend Gut Personal, and the sperm quality I recommend needed. And for Gut Personal and for needed, you could use my code Corinne to get a discount. Okay. So obviously, disclaimer, of course, with supplementation, always check with your doctor if you're taking any other medications and stuff like that. Okay. So make sure that that is something that you are checking in on. So that is that for today. 3 ways to help support your sperm quality. It's also all supports egg quality, right? So do it together. It takes about 90 days for your sperm quality to change. Get on it. You can do it. Reduce, remove alcohol, regular exercise, and these supplements I just recommended is going to be really, really supportive. And the most important thing is consistency. Consistency, doing this daily, not just being like, okay, but I only have one drink a week, or I exercise like once or twice a week, or I remember taking my supplements, I forget like a couple days. Like, no. We need to be consistent, especially if you want to see change within your sperm quality and you know that it's actually a problem. We have to be consistent with it. Do you need to start all three of these things at once? No, right? If that's gonna be too overwhelming for you, start with taking the supplements, and then I would start with removing and reducing the alcohol, and then you could move on to the actually, you know what? I lie. I prefer you to start with the supplements, then be consistent with your exercise, and then start focusing on the alcohol in that order. So the opposite order of which we talked about it. Okay. I think that's also the path of least resistance and might be more supportive for you making changes, noticing that you're feeling a difference, and then be more open to reducing or removing alcohol or even any drug substances or whatever that you're taking too, like weed or whatever else you might be taking that does also impact your sperm quality as well. So hopefully this was helpful for you. Please share this with a friend who's trying to conceive, whether you know or not that it's male factor related, but it is super, super important. I appreciate you so much. Please let me know how this resonated with you. I love hearing from you. Come message me. Let me know that you're listening to the show. Share this on your stories and tag me at Crit Angelica or at the Mind Your Hormones podcast. I am so grateful for you. I'm so honored that you're here listening to this. And if you are listening and you're the man in the relationship, what's up? Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're part of the fam now. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.